Panthers to our right are about ready to make their grand entrance onto the field here at Panther Stadium, and they will do so for just the second time here in 2016. The only home game so far was a loss for ODU against Michigan Tech, 17-10. Grand Valley, after starting the first 3 weeks of the season at home, last week on the road at Walsh, and today here against the Panthers. The coaching matchup today, Matt Mitchell from Cornell College, a graduate of 1997, 61-19 in his seventh season at Grand Valley. For Ohio Dominican, Kelly Cummings, a graduate of Eastern Kentucky from 1993, in his first season as the head coach at ODU. Fifth all-time meeting between Ohio Dominican and Grand Valley. Last year it was a 27-24 Grand Valley win as they scored 10 unanswered in the fourth. Panthers fumbled on their final possession inside Grand Valley territory. The all-time series history, 2-2. Grand Valley won the first one in 2012, 46-41. Panthers returned the favor with a 57-14 win in 2013. Panthers won at Grand Valley in 2014, 28-24. And then last year, losing 27-24 outside of the blowout home win. All the games have been close and have come down to the last possession of the game between Ohio Dominican and Grand Valley. The Lakers come to Sunbury Road in a very clean, all-white look here today with the blue numerals trimmed in black, the white headgear, and the blue GV on the side. Panthers today, a new look for them. It is a new alternate black top with gigantic gold numerals trimmed in white, some white piping on the sleeves. White pants here at home today with the black and gold striping down the sides and the oversized D-paw on the headgear as well. So the Lakers are going to start with the football. Justin Bonchek to our right has the ball teed up. I'll take the weather right now. Wind has picked up just a little bit as we are a little bit breezy at this point. And we are going to kick things off today at 63 degrees and cloudy. And as of right now, at least up here, the way the wind is blowing, Bonchek will be kicking from our right to left with the wind behind him.
Looking forward to this one, Todd, with the number two team in the country in our house and homecoming and all the fans here today. Lots of fanfare out in the parking lot before the game and ready to get this one underway.
Back deep to receive for Grand Valley State. It is Terrell Dorsey, and I think the other is Marquise Goldman, but I'm not 100% convinced. Bonchek approaches. Week 5 is underway, and it'll be fielded by Christian Lumpkin over here on the near side at around the 2. He'll survey to the middle of the field, 20, hit and upended by Trey McIntyre at the 23-yard line. Bart Williams, sophomore quarterback out of Grand Blanc, Michigan, completing 59% of his 87 passes, 922 yards. Two interceptions, both came last week at Walsh. He's got 10 touchdowns on the season, and something that you mentioned as Billy Akins is down on this kickoff return, and they'll tend to him. That's bad news. As you alluded to back in the show on Thursday night, partner, only 11 out of 16 potential quarters has been played by this quarterback, Bart Williams, because they've been dominating these first halves. He hasn't played a whole lot, so maybe the numbers aren't as gaudy as they could be.
Yeah, against Lake Erie, Northern Michigan, Tiffin, and Walsh so far this season. The Grand Valley team here, the Lakers, have really dominated in every game, and Bart Williams has been pulled out pretty early, and all those gaudy numbers have only been in 11 quarters of play, and he's sort of what they hang their hat on offense as a 5,000 career yards passer.
First down and 10 for the Lakers at their own 24-yard line. Williams, play action pass on first down. He's going to go for a big one downfield, up into the air. It's deflected and could have been intercepted by Gus Dimmerling, who got his hands on it on the first down throw. Marty Carter is a sophomore running back out of East Chicago, Indiana, having a giant year, 3 yards shy of 600. He is over 11 yards per carry, number one in the GLIAC, and he's got 6 touchdowns as well. Second down and 10 for Grand Valley State. They will have two receivers over here to the near side. One is Nick Dotson, and they'll have one to the left. And that man is coming in motion, and they'll fake it to him and give it off to Carter. Cuts upfield at the 25 and buried near the 26-yard line. So it'll be third down and long coming up. Billy Aiken walked off the field under his own power, obviously not starting, and still hasn't made his way back onto the field. O'Shea Jackson is filling in out there in a safety position. Dwayne Gordon out there at a corner, and the Panthers are going to have Tyler McCooch out here at corner as well on third down and eight. Lakers will need the 34-yard line for a first down. Two right, one left for sophomore quarterback Bart Williams, who takes the snap. Panthers rush four. They get a little pressure. Demetrius Farmer hit Williams. He got out of it. Now he'll look to throw it away, and it's incomplete over here on the near sideline. Nick Isaacs was out there. Demetrius Farmer, who's had a great start to the season for ODU, was able to flush him out of the pocket, and a punt coming up.
A great way for the defense to set the tone for this game for the Panthers. You know, the Panthers are about 50% on defense, stopping teams on third down, and that was huge right there, because Grand Valley is the best team in the conference on converting third downs at about 67%, and they forced the Lakers into a punt situation here early.
Dan Madden, a redshirt freshman, has only punted seven times this year, and we've got all kinds of movement. We've got three penalty markers down. Remember, it's fourth and eight, so even if this is a five-yard penalty against ODU, who's claiming they were drawn offside, it would not give Grand Valley State a first down. Billy Aikens is back to receive this punt back at the 35-yard line, so that's good news, although he's been flexing his right leg area. That's what they were looking at over here on the sideline, and what he has been working on out there right now is he's waiting this punt. The officials are conversing, and let's find out what happened. And so the penalty will be marked off against Ohio Dominican. And it will bring it out to the 31-yard line. Again, 2 or 2.5 yards short of the first down line to gain. And so this will give Madden an opportunity to punt. In fact, I'm not even convinced that is Madden that is punting. I'll have to get a number on who the punter is right now. Good snap back. Punt is away. Low line drive that'll bounce. Aikens will stay away from it. It'll roll near the 30. The Lakers will down it there. Panthers will have it. 13:55 to play first quarter. Let's meet the Ohio Dominican offense.
Zach Williams, O-line, Hilliard, Ohio.
Colt Tamaris, offensive line, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Andrew Lorenz, offensive line, Columbus, Ohio.
Tyler Edwards-Fick, offensive line, Desmond, Ohio.
Robert Vargo, offensive tackle, Martinsville High School.
Aaron Stevens, tight end, Irons and Fighting Tigers.
Dartavia Stanford, wide receiver, Zanesville, Ohio.
Corey Cantini, receiver, Dover, Ohio. Sayers Chapman, running back,
Harris County, Georgia.
Grant Russell, quarterback, Newark High School.
And on first down and 10 for the Panthers, and we've got movement, and it looks like ODU has jumped on the left side of that offensive line. Zach Williams came up out of his stance just an eyelash too soon. E.J. Colson, not Asaias Chapman, is getting the start at running back today. We'll keep our eye on the redshirt freshman out of Middletown, who has only 10 carries on the year. He had four rushes last week. He had four catches last week for 64 yards. And ultimately, the 31-yard touchdown to put the game away. First and 15, Panthers, right to left from the 25, play-action pass. Russell with time, throws to the right. Dar Stanford comes back, makes the catch at the 35. That'll be a gain of 10 for the sophomore out of Zanesville, who starts today tied for 7th in the GLIAC with 22 receptions and 8th in yards per game. He's got 310 on the season. Well, that's a nice throw for Grant Russell on first down, a long one to that far side boundary. They get the 5 back plus 5 more. So it'll be 2nd and 5 for ODU. Colson to the left of Grant Russell. Lakers showing blitz from the near side corner. Russell takes it. Quarterback draw up into the hole. And he's hit right at the 36 and drops right there. Joe Moran, a linebacker, stepped up at a Cincinnati Loveland High School. Gain of 2. They give him forward progress to the 37. It'll be 3rd and 3 for Ohio Dominican. The Grand Valley defense, as we've highlighted, allowing only 9.5 points per game. They've given up only 3 first-half points this year. Panthers will need the 40-yard line for a first. Mercier and Cantini, near-side receivers. Dar Stanford to the right. Russell takes quick throw. Corey Cantini, and he dropped it at the 43-yard line. He was slanting right across the middle in front of Jalen Harden, redshirt freshman corner. And I'm not sure if Harden was able to get his arm around there and alter that or not, but Cantini didn't hang on, and the Panthers will be a 3-and-out.
Corey, coming off one of the biggest games of his young career, the 6'1", 175-pound sophomore out of Dover, had 9 catches last week up there at Saginaw Valley, and unfortunately was unable to hold on to that one.
Justin Boncheck, 8th in the conference in punting, will wobble one to the right side of the field that Matt Williams will field at the 30, 35, and hit by Nick Isaacs downfield, and Brian Hunter as well. Shaq Perry down there at the 37-yard line. And so Grand Valley State will come out on offense for the second time today. So both teams go 3 and out to start the game here this afternoon. And with 13:51, how about 2 possessions? Maybe that's 12:51. Let's try that. 12:51 on the clock, and it'll be Grand Valley football at the 37-yard line. Lakers going left to right. They will have Marty Carter line up in the backfield. 2 receivers to the near side and 1 to the left. Ball on the left side hash mark for sophomore Bart Williams, quarterback for Grand Valley, who will take it. Looks to his right, throws to Carter out of the backfield. 35, 40. Makes a cut to the 45. Fumbles the football. Panthers have got it. O'Shea Jackson had it pop up to him at midfield. Marty Carter coughed it up as he was going down at the 50-yard line. There was a mad scramble for the ball, and it just popped up into O'Shea Jackson's hands. We talked Thursday night. There's got to be turnovers today for ODU, and they caused one right there.
A very uncharacteristic there of Marty Carter with the Grand Valley Lakers, +3 in the turnover margin this season. That's good enough for number 2 in the conference. And the Panthers here get a huge turnover and have the ball at midfield with some momentum going their way, try to get it downfield and get the first quarter points on the board against this Grand Valley defense this season.
3 receivers to the right for Grant Russell and the Panthers. Ball at midfield at the near side hash mark. Contini comes in motion. Colson to the right of Russell on 1st down and 10. Grant takes it. Lakers are bringing 7. Deep ball down the left sideline for Contini. Comes back in the air. Hangs on at the 25-yard line. 25-yard reception for Corey Contini. Garrett Pugnet was over there on the coverage, but Grant saw 7 white helmeted Lakers coming at him and just threw it for Contini.
Great adjustment by Corey out there. The ball was a little bit underthrown, thrown into the wind, and he was able to make the adjustment as it was in the air and get his body around the defender and haul in the pass for the huge gain.
1st down and 10 at the Laker 25-yard line, and E.J. Colson, first run of the day, hit in the backfield and dropped immediately. Back at the 28-yard line, Alton Bob, senior defensive end out of Newport Richey, Florida. He is tied for 5th in the GLIAC in sacks. That's his 4th tackle for loss, and there was nothing for E.J. Colson that time. It'll be a loss of 4. Bringing up 2nd down from the 29-yard line.
I'd really like to see EJ get going today. The Panthers really have yet to establish a running game presence in this 2016 season, and the coaching staff is really excited about him.
2nd and 14, Russell flushed out of the pocket, fake pumps downfield, hurdles his way into the air. He's upended. The ball came out. No signal. The Lakers say they have it. This is going to be a turnover, or they would have ruled him down by now. And the Lakers have it. Boy, another one where it looks like the ground caused a fumble. Grant still is not up. Finally, everybody unpiles. The first to him is a Laker trainer. And now the Panther training staff is out there as well. Grant somersaulting into the air to try and pick up some extra yardage. And, he may have landed on his head on the turf.
Yeah, and, you know, Grant is actually the leading rusher on this team at this point in the season. Kind of tried to hurdle and got his legs hit out from underneath him and did a little sideways flip type of thing. I actually thought, Todd, that it was a ground causing the fumble, but in a scrum like that, it's always hard to tell, even for the umpires down there. And Grant looks like he's able to come to his feet under his own power. He's up on a knee right now, and, you know, you just hope that he's okay.
He started to get up and then hesitated. And now, as you hear the applause, able to walk off and now jog off the field. And Austin Ernst has already started throwing down here for the Panthers, the backup quarterback. They may give Grant some time to collect himself over here. And if it was a quick change of possession, I would assume Austin would run out there. So we'll have to wait and see. But the team's trade turnovers and a promising drive ends as ODU gives it away on their 6th fumble of the year. Football at the 21-yard line for the Grand Valley offense, who will have three receivers to the near side, 11:30 and counting here in the first quarter, and it's Marty Carter trying to get to the left. Got a nice block, cut the field, but just picked up a yard. Marquise Tyus out of Lakewood, Ohio, able to come up, and the senior made the stop, a gain of two for Marty Carter. Let's go back to what head coach Kelly Cummings said in our pregame interview, Parker. Carter will 1 yard and 2 yard and 3 yard you to death, and the next thing you know, you're looking at the back of his jersey sprinting downfield.
Yeah, if the Panthers are going to have any type of success today, they're going to have to contain Marty Carter. He's already shown this season that he can, so to speak, hit the home run ball against Northern Michigan, had a 63-yard touchdown and a 68-yard touchdown. Last week against Lake Erie, had a 79-yard touchdown, so he can be really dangerous out there and really change the way a game is going.
5 yard penalty, second down.
Here is the penalty going against Grand Valley State. 5 yards will make it second down and 13 now. They've got Zach Smith out there at a wide receiver position. Somebody who hasn't touched the football all year long. They just run in and out of there. So many personnel, guys that never heard of. Erston Smith changed his number to 10. So now I've realized that. Second down and 13 yards to go for Grand Valley. No score early first quarter. Panthers are blitzing. Bart Williams sets up, throws over the middle. Wayne Gordon Jr. almost had a pick. Stepped right in front of Erston Smith. That's a mismatch. Erston's at 6'2", 215 pounds, but Gordon able to read that very well. And a pretty good throw by Bart Williams, but a better defensive play by Gordon.
Yeah, Gordon is having a heck of a season there. The redshirt sophomore out of Pickerington Central coming into the day already had four pass breakups on the season, and we can tally another one for him after that play on second down.
Third down play coming up. Lakers will need the 32-yard line for a first. Two receivers to the right, one to the left for Bart Williams. And Bart will take the snap. Panthers only bringing four. They're getting pressure again. Williams searching for room. Rolls to his left. Now will throw one down the sideline, and it's incomplete. But that ball should have been caught by Nick Dotson. Panthers again hitting Bart Williams. And how about with just bringing four guys, second time on third down, and they're getting to Bart Williams, and ODU will get it back again.
Yeah, I saw Nick Isaacs in there. I saw Brian Hunter in there. I saw a Demetrius Farmer. So the Panthers up front, we discussed it Thursday and in the pregame, but this game is going to be won up front. We focused on our offensive line, but this defensive line for the Panthers is getting really good pressure on this Grand Valley Lakers offense thus far.
Madden to punt. Corey Contini back to receive. And again, an end-over-end kick will bounce at the 50. It takes a big Grand Valley roll inside the 35. Nothing Contini could do, and Ohio Dominican will have it at their own 34-yard line. Change of possession, 10-17 to play. First quarter, still haven't had a first down, three possessions into this game, and we'll keep our eye on the quarterback position for Ohio Dominican. And it is going to be Grant Russell to run out there. So nothing in terms of any concussion protocol. Probably just a little bit. I tell you, that can be scary sometimes.
Yeah.
You just land on your neck, it gets bent a certain way, and then after you kind of collect yourself, you seem to be okay. So that's good news. That's quarter. The Panthers' junior quarterback is back out there. Three receivers to his right, one over here to the left on first and 10 from the 34. Russell quick throw and catch. Contini near side 40, ahead and out of bounds at the 41-yard line. Got tangled up with one of the Lakers as he was forced out. Kalen Dunham, a redshirt freshman over here at corner, was there on the defense, but that's an easy 7 yards, Matt, on first down.
And the Panthers are really going to do themselves some favors if they can get huge chunks of yards here today on first down, putting themselves in second and short situations with 10 minutes left here in the first quarter. The Panthers are sitting at second and four at their own 40.
E.J. Colson to the right of Russell. Beg your pardon, it's Justin Davis. They swing it to him, but there's defenders out there, and one of them is Sidney Omame, who will make the stop back at the 35-yard line. Sidney Omame, the former Panther and one of the all-time sack leaders in the black and gold, a graduate transfer at Grand Valley State, makes a stop of a loss of 6 yards on the play, and it'll bring up third down and 9.
Basically erasing that positive first down play there. The Panthers now back in a third and long situation.
Star Stanford right. Looks like Mercier and Contini near side. Make it David Turner and Contini near side. Third down play. The Panthers will need the 44. Play action pass for Russell. He is pressured and dropped back at the 24-yard line as they got heat up front. DeAndre Hogan, that is his third and a half sack of the season. Make it Dylan Carroll, actually, on the sack. That'll be his second and a half sack, and the Panthers, after a positive play on first down, go backwards, and it'll be fourth down all the way back at the 26-yard line, and Justin Bonchek back out to punt for the Panthers.
Grand Valley, the best in the GLIAC when it comes to the sack category. Coming in, had 16 on the season, and adding another one to that number one ranking with 17 now.
Bonchek gets it away, went down, but there's no flag. Matt Williams will make a helmet-high fair catch back at his own 38-yard line. So it'll be first down and 10, Grand Valley State, 8:25 to play in a scoreless first quarter that is yet to have a first down. Now, take that back. The Panthers had the first down on the pass play to Contini. I beg your pardon. So it'll be first and 10 now for Grand Valley State. They seem to be eking a little bit forward here in terms of the field position. We'll see our first look at Terrell Dorsey at running back, a senior out of Mansfield. And he'll line up behind Mark Williams on first down. Mick Dotson and Matt Williams are receivers to the near side on first down. Williams, play action pass, drops back, throws over here to the near side for Matt Williams, comes back, makes the catch at the 35, and out of bounds by Twayne Gordon Jr. Now there's a penalty marker down as well, all the way on the far side of the field. Probably going to be against Ohio Dominican, and they'll just decline that, and Grand Valley would take the play, which is going to be a gain of about 28 yards. So we'll wait and get the call here. They're still talking over there on the far side of the field. Matt Mitchell, I bet it's going to be a sideline infraction against Grand Valley, maybe. Yep, Matt Mitchell's making that motion. Hey, guys, get off the sideline. Play's going to count. We'll get the call.
We have dead ball, sideline interference on Grand Valley. That's a 15-yard penalty. It still results in the first down.
Wasn't a warning.
No.
So they're going to.
Must have been real bad over
there. Yeah, it must have. That'll be a first down regardless. The ball will come back to the 50-yard line, so the Panthers get a bit of a break, if you will. And Grand Valley will have it, so it ends up being about a 13-yard play. Having a tough time getting the chain set over on the far side. First down and 10 now for Grand Valley State. No score first quarter. Panthers are coming from the corner. They'll hand it off to Carter, and Hunter's got him back at the 50-yard line. Well, Marquise Tyus came off his man, Matt, at wide receiver, and he was blitzing from the edge. That's where Carter wanted to run, and Marquise forced it right back into the arms of Brian Hunter. No game.
I was concerned Marquise might get called for offsides on that one. You could see that coming from a mile away, and just not enough time for Bart Williams and Marty Carter to get anything connected there on offense. And Demetrius Farmer there, or I'm sorry, Brian Hunter, drops him for no gain.
Second down and 10, Grand Valley moves. Brian Hunter came racing across the line, and the umpire, among two others, threw a flag. So this one's going to go against the Lakers.
Hold on. 5 yards, Tony. Second down.
7:36 to play, and instead of second and 10, it'll be second down and 15. Marquise Tyus did the same thing again. He came off of that corner and started dancing there at the line of scrimmage. So the clock will start. Dorsey is lined up behind Bart Williams, and on second down, Bart will look to throw. Again, a jump ball to the far side of the field, and Williams up into the air. Gordon was almost able to knock it out of his hands. They'll say he was inbounds at the 25-yard line. Also going back to what Coach Cummings said, there's not a lot of secrecy to their passing tree, is
no.
It? It's run far, throw far, make the play.
It's basically like that little schoolyard game you play when you're a kid, 500. They just tossed it right up there. That ball floated up there forever. And got a little bit of wind down there on the field. I think the wind kind of hung that one up a little bit.
First and 10, Lakers at the Panther 25. Dorsey to the right. Hunter hits him in the backfield. Cameron Cole is there. The rest of the Panthers swarm. And it'll be a loss of a half a yard on first down to Terrell Dorsey. Came in with 243 yards and four scores, averaging 5.5 yards per carry. But nothing doing there. It'll be second and long for Grand Valley State.
They like to spread the ball for as much as they rely on Marty Carter in that running game. They like to spread the ball around a little bit there with Dorsey and also Christian Lumpkin, who's out of Winton Woods in Cincinnati. So they have a lot of threats there when it comes to the running game.
Second down at 11 now. Williams out of the pistol formation, takes the snap, steps up in the pocket, zings it over the middle, incomplete. Looking for Erston Smith. Just Dimmerling cut that route off, and it'll be third down at 11. This turns into a big play here. If you can stop them for a no gain, it would force a long field goal try with a swirling wind on the field. So the Lakers will look to the sideline. Their third possession of the first quarter. They picked up their first down. Panthers will have Wesselhoff, Hunter, or Farmer, and Isaac on the defensive line. They'll need the 15 for a first down. Williams takes the shotgun snap, steps up in the pocket, hit and sack at the 29-yard line. That is all four of those guys to get a quarter sack because
yeah.
The pocket just collapsed on Williams. Not only did they not get any positive yards, they lose three more yards. And right now it would be a 46-yard field goal try, and they're going to forego that, and they're going to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, this is definitely four down territory in an uncomfortable situation for the Lakers right now. Joel Shipper only has a long of 43 this year when it comes to the field goal department, and right now the Lakers are going for it on
fourth
down.
Bart Williams is going to punt the football. He stepped back in the pocket, drops it at the 10. Lakers will down it at the 1-yard line. Extremely well done by Bart Williams, as the Panthers did not have anybody back. They were down there to down it right at the goal line, and ODU will have it first and 10 at their own 1. The good news is they held the Lakers off the scoreboard.
Right.
Bad news is with 5:41 to play in the first quarter, they've got a rotten field position.
A little trickeration there, and you know, we saw this in our first home game of the season against Michigan Tech, where they did a really good job at putting the Panthers in some bad situations when it comes to field position, and this is about as bad as it's going to get for the Panthers with Grant Russell back in the pistol there about halfway through the end zone.
Justin Davis will line up to his right. They will give it to Justin, and he's knocked down right at the 1-yard line. Sonny Haskins, senior defensive tackle. He's a big fella, 6'2", 310. He'll fill up a hole or two, and Davis was fortunate just to get back to the 1-yard line. So they go with a little bit more powerful and experienced back in Justin Davis in a situation in which the Panthers can ill afford to turn the ball over. 5:20 to play first quarter. Two receivers to either side here, no tight end. And Russell will have Davis again to his right on second and 10 from their own 1. Grant takes it, throws over to the right side. It is caught. Moving forward is Turner to the 10, almost out to the 11. And the Panthers are going to have third and very short. I take that back. First and 10 Panthers. David Turner makes a key catch, the true freshman out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and a big first down for ODU.
Yeah, only his third catch of the season, and coming up big right there, pinned back against their own end zone, giving them Panthers a little bit of breathing room.
First and 10 from the 11-yard line. No score first quarter. Justin Davis up the middle, breaks through for 3 as he works his way out near the 15. Haskins made the tackle again for Grand Valley State. Justin Davis, redshirt senior out of Detroit, transfer from Malone, who also had a cup of coffee with Grand Valley State. 39 carries, 124 yards on the season, averaging 3 per carry. Got 4 there. It'll be second down and 6, and now E.J. Colson back into the lineup with Jacob Mercier and Corey Contini near side, Turner and Stanford to the right. Second and 6 and a hard count for Russell. Nobody jumped. And now Grant will take it up the middle on the run. Ahead to the 20 to the 21. It's going to be right at the 22. That'll be another first down for Ohio Dominican. Stopping the clock with 4:03 to play in the first quarter. And boy, how big are those two first downs for the Panthers as they've moved it from their 1 out to the 22-yard line, first and 10.
Third first down for the Panthers here on the afternoon in the first quarter with about 3:50 left to go. They're moving the ball pretty nice right now.
And it's E.J. Colson dancing in the hole, searching for a little room, and he'll sit down near the 22-yard line, a short gain for Colson. Panthers offensively rank 11th in total offense at 321 yards a game, 11th in scoring at 20 points per game. So this offense hasn't been what we've been accustomed to seeing the past couple of years, but we've highlighted the amount of inexperience out there on the field for the Panthers. Well, Grant Russell, junior quarterback, is your most experienced. stuff to sometimes generate the offense. Second down and 9 for ODU. Lakers are blitzing. They set a bubble screen to Turner. 20, 25 into the open 30. Hit at the 33. Fight forward to the 35. Gain of 12. And another first down for Ohio Dominican. The blitz was coming from the far side. They had the wide receiver screen set up to the near side.
A good read by Grant Russell out there to be patient. And as the Panthers get right back to the line here in the hurry-up offense.
First down and 10, 35-yard line for ODU. No score. Under 3 minutes to play first quarter, and it's Justin Davis. Shutter step into the hole, bounces his way out to the 42-yard line. Gain of 6, maybe 7. They'll bring it back to the 41 with a knee hit. So a gain of 6 for Justin Davis. And the Panthers started to hit their stride here a little bit. And, boy, in a series in which you figured they would not hit their stride right back at their own 1-yard line. Second down and 4 for the Panthers. Turner and Stanford right. Aaron Stevens out of Ironton, H-back right. Grant Russell takes it, gets a good block. Cantini down the left sideline. He dives and couldn't make the catch at the 30. Just beyond his outstretched reach. He's had some drops the last couple of weeks, but there was nothing he could do about that, making a diving attempt as he beat Devin McKissick off the line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd and 4.
Yeah, you could, I'm sure the fans listening at home could hear the collective sigh out here at Panther Stadium. The crowd knew that one was could have been a big one, but just out of the reach of Corey Cantini.
And now you got to get another first down. 3rd down and 4. They will bunch the receivers to either side. So everybody tight to the line of scrimmage here, needing the 45 for a first down. Grant Russell takes the snap, blitz up the middle, over the middle throw. Cantini's got it at the 40-yard line of Grand Valley, ahead to the 35. First down, Ohio Dominican. Great throw by Grant Russell. We're more accustomed to seeing Cantini down the sideline, but over the middle that time for a great hands catch for the sophomore at Dover.
Yeah, no fear out of Corey Cantini. He's one of those guys that just throws his body out there and will do everything he can to reel in that pass. And a huge first down for the Panthers down into Grand Valley territory.
25 yards on the pass and catch. First down and 10 at the Grand Valley State 34-yard line. Lakers jump offside. Free play for ODU. Russell fakes, now throws right, and it's going to be out of bounds. He got planted on the play as well by defensive linebacker David Talley, but Grand Valley State jumps, so that's going to be 5 free ones here for the Panthers. And the clock down to 1:44 to play here in the first quarter. No score.
Okay. Offside, 90, defense. 5-yard penalty, first down.
Mark Rosenquist will get dinged for being offside. So it'll be 1st and 5 for the Panthers at the 29-yard line now. Grand Valley State, I didn't look. I'm going to venture to say they haven't trailed all year. I mean, they haven't given up a point in the first quarter.
No.
So there, I just figured out my own equation, didn't I?
Way to talk through that one.
Sometimes that's all you need to do. Turner and Stanford right, Cantini and Mercier left on 1st and 5 from the Grand Valley 29-yard line. Grant Russell with Colson to his right takes the snap. Quick throw left. Mercier was a little behind him, and he dropped it at the 23. That was going to be a tough catch. Spinning around, Jalen Harden, redshirt freshman from Indianapolis, was over there on the coverage. It'll be 2nd and 5, stopping the clock with 1:40 to play in the first half. Or quarter, I should say. Beg your pardon.
That would be pretty cool here if the Panthers could get in the end zone and get the first points of the season on these Lakers in a first quarter. And they're sitting pretty right now with 2nd and about 5 at the Lakers 29.
Colson to the left of Russell, and he will take the handoff, searching for some room to the right. He fought forward for a tough 2. Down to the 27, and it'll bring up a 3rd down and about 3 now for ODU. And in this area of the field, I think you're thinking 4 down territory again for ODU. So maybe something like a quarterback draw here. They don't necessarily have to go to the air here on this 3rd down play. It's a 3rd down and it's a solid 4.
Yeah.
Out into the lineup, Isaiah Williams, redshirt sophomore out of Northmont. He'll be tight to the line on the left. Cantini is right. Dar Stanford left as well. Again, they bunch the receivers on the left side of the line of scrimmage. Russell will look to throw. Quick one to the right. Cantini caught it. Stays in bounds and now is tapped out at the 18. First down on a pickup of 10 yards. Boy, everything was flooded to the left.
Yeah.
And he came right back to us. Corey Cantini. Boy, I love it when he reaches out through those hands and makes that catch. First down, Panthers.
I saw Dar Stanford flashing down in the seam there. I thought he was going to go for that one and go for the big one towards the end zone, but checked down and hit Corey Cantini for his fourth reception of the afternoon.
From the 18-yard line, first down and 10, Panthers. No score late first quarter. Grant Russell hands to Colson, trying to swing it outside of the left, and he only gets back to the line of scrimmage. Boy, if he could have broken the tackle of Colin Schlosser, Jr. out of Ada, Michigan, he might have had a big gainer there, but Schlosser had a hold of him, and that, for all intents and purposes, is going to be the final play of the first quarter unless the Panthers hurry it here. There's only 10 seconds to go. Second down from the 19 or 18-yard line, and they're going to let the clock expire. One quarter in the books, number two, Grand Valley, and the Panthers on homecoming 2016. No score from Panther Stadium. We'll return following this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brett Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. A check at the GLIAC scoreboard, kicking off at 1 o'clock. Saginaw Valley at Michigan Tech, Lake Erie at Northwood. But that other homecoming game here in Columbus, Rutgers is visiting Ohio State, scoreless in the first quarter, 419 in that one. Todd and Matt.
Thanks, Brent. Matt, a score he didn't have from Grove City, Windsor Park today. The Hooks, 13. The Iron Birds, 2.
You got a little Braden on the bump today?
He apparently pitched very well and got the game ball today.
Oh, awesome.
So apparently me not being there was the best thing for him. Get Dad out of the equation. Hey, how we doing? We got stats. I'll take the top one. You can have that one. Second down and 11.
So how about that, Todd, for Grand Valley, who has scored 61 total points in the first quarter this season. Panthers defense held them to none.
Second down and 11 for ODU at the 19-yard line. Now going left to right. Quick throw, Turner, the catch, and down immediately at the 11-yard line. McKissick made the stop. It'll be third down and 3 for the Panthers. Yeah, they were held to 70 yards in the first quarter and 0 rushing yards for Grand Valley on 5 carries.
When you got an all-GLIAC rusher like Marty Carter, that's pretty darn good.
Yep.
You 2-time player of the week in the conference this season, was a national player of the week as well for his performance against Northern Michigan, where he had those 2 long touchdown runs that we discussed earlier and rushed for 300 yards.
Third down and 4, a big play for ODU, quick blitz, and a throw is knocked down by Grand Valley, incomplete. Trying to hit Corey Cantini, but Grant had to throw it a lot sooner than he wanted to. Colin Schlosser came through almost untouched and hit Grant right away. And the Panthers are contemplating going for it on 4th and 4 from the 12-yard line.
Well, the wind is blowing right to left here, so Justin Bonchek would be kicking into the wind, but looks like they're going to go for it here. Tight end Aaron Stevens checks in, so they got him out there.
And Grand Valley is going to call time. So the Panthers came out with a little different personnel packaging with Colson and Stevens in the backfield. They had receivers Mercier and Stanford over here and Contini over on the left. And Grand Valley's head coach Matt Mitchell called time. We'll keep it here for the moment. Don't want to miss a 4th down play coming up. How about the decision? I think probably what plays mostly into this is the way the defense is playing so
right.
far. Because even if you don't get it and you give it up, Grand Valley would have it at roughly the 13, 14-yard line, somewhere in there, maybe worse. And you figure the way your defense is playing that you could just get the football back.
Yeah, and doing so well on defense there in the first quarter. The 70 yards only allowed, and only a couple of first downs that the Panthers defense has allowed for the Lakers here in the first, back in the first quarter. Coach Kelly Cummins, who is a defensive guy, has a lot of confidence out there in his defense. But first, we are going to have a 4th down play as Grant Russell takes the field again with Aaron Stevens, and they're going to go for it.
So again, it'll be Colson to the left of Russell, Aaron Stevens to the right, Contini left, Turner and Stanford are right. So you've got max protection right here for Grant Russell. The Panthers will need the 8 for a first down. Fourth down from the 12. Play action. Russell forced out of the pocket, rolls left, still being pressured and sacked at the 15-yard line. Even with the added blocking, they still couldn't keep out the defense of Grand Valley State. Grant had nowhere to go with the football, and they'll turn it over on downs at the 15-yard line, and Grand Valley State's defense gets a stop, much like Ohio Dominican's did in the first quarter.
A productive timeout there for the Lakers, and game planning for that fourth down play. They get their second sack on the afternoon out of it, and take over here on offense on their own 15-yard line, and the defense here is going to have to really keep up what they've been doing so far in this ball game.
An 84-yard possession for ODU comes up with no points. First down, Grand Valley. First time they touch it in the second quarter. And Terrell Dorsey with a nice chunk of yardage straight through the middle is going to pick up 8. Dorsey, a big back at 5'11", 225, and that offensive line fired off and made a gaping hole. It'll be second down and 2 now for Grand Valley State.
And how about that offensive line for Grand Valley in there at 6'5", 6'3", 6'5", 6'2", and 6'7".
Those are some big boys
up front.
Second down and 2 now for the Lakers. Dorsey to the left of Bart Williams, who takes it, looks to throw to his right. Caught and out of bounds is Dotson at the 30-yard line. Sophomore from Aurora, Illinois, will give the Lakers a first down, averaging 15 yards per catch. Got 8 that time, and the Lakers will have it out to the 30-yard line. 13:30 to play here in the first half. No score. Number 2, Grand Valley. And Ohio Dominican looking for the upset here on homecoming Saturday at ODU. From the 30 and to our right, it's Grand Valley, and it's Marty Carter cutting up the middle, and he's submarined by Nick Isaacs and Ross Thompson at the 31. Only a gain of 1 for Marty Carter. And it'll bring up second down. You know, talking with Coach Kelly Cummings earlier in the week, he felt comfortable. He felt confident that they were going to be able to slow down the run game here today, and so far, so good.
And just having Cameron Cole on the show on Thursday night, we asked him, who has he has seen Marty Carter a couple times in his ODU career, how to stop him, and he said, we're not changing anything. We're just going to keep doing what we've done against him.
Carter sweeping left, and they'll hit him, and Thompson's got a hold of him. He got a yard, almost a loss on the play, but it'll be out to the 33-yard line. Third down and 7 coming up now for Grand Valley State. And, boy, ideally, that's what you want in any situation, but today, the way the Panthers' front four has been getting pressure, a third and long, they've got a chance to pin their ears back again.
Yeah, when you got a guy like Marty Carter who's averaging about 150 yards rushing per game, and you're able to contain him like you have so far, you have to consider that a win on defense.
Third down, they need the 40. They'll sweep it to Carter to the right, cuts up 35, and he's short of the first down at the 39-yard line. Great effort by Carter, and I think that is far. No, it's Hunter who was able to wrap him up just enough and slow him down. They were trying to catch the Panthers' defense and being too aggressive coming upfield with a run play on 3rd and 7, and it almost worked.
Yeah, Carter kind of spinning and turning and stumbling and rumbling and bumbling, almost got the first down, and Gus Dimmerling actually in there on the cleanup duty. Looks like he's back to receive the punt.
That's Contini.
Okay.
Oh, well, might be Dimmerling. You're
yeah.
Right. Watch him here on 4th and 1. Snap back to the punter. Madden with no pressure. End over ends it. It'll bounce at the 25. Checks up there. Bounces forward to the 20. And out of bounds at the 19-yard line. So the gamble to go for it on 4th down. Maybe they didn't get 3, but they didn't give up any points to Grand Valley. And the Panthers will have the football back.
Yeah, and there's that confidence that Coach Kelly Cummings has in his defense. As I said on the last series, the former defensive coordinator of this Panthers program, still in charge of the defense, has the utmost confidence in his Panthers on that side of the ball. And after that long 84-yard drive that came up with no points, the Panthers are taking over here on their own 19, hoping to put together another drive like they had and maybe get some points on the board out of this one.
First down and 10, Panthers in the black top, white pants today. Grand Valley all-white look on defense, staring at the Panthers who have it at the 19-yard line. Colson and Davis are the two running backs to either side of Grant Russell, who gives to E.J. Colson to the left, 20 out to the 24-yard line. Gain of about 4, maybe 5 for E.J. Colson on first down, depending on the spot. Clock down to 11:15 to play here in our first quarter of action from Panther Stadium. Panthers will be back on the road next week as they will travel to Painesville and take on Stormy and Lake Erie. Actually, it was a gain of 6. So it'll be second down and four now for the Panthers from the 25-yard line. Same formation. And Russell takes, gets to Colson, right up into the hole, ran right into one of the Lakers and got a yard. And that was it. So again, the way the defensive line is playing, slowing down those plays up the middle. Third and three coming up now for Ohio Dominican. And again, if you want to just try and keep the field position more in your favor, they're going to need a first down on this play here. Colson will check out of the lineup. Panthers will bring Aaron Stevens back out there. Corey Contini is left. And again, the Panthers will punch two receivers over here to the near side on third down and three. There are eight Lakers at the line of scrimmage. Now make it nine. Grant will take it, rolling to the right, zips it over the middle, caught by Stanford. He's ahead to the 32, and he's got the first down. There was about 35 people all in about a four-square-yard area that time. First down, Panthers.
Great job converting there on third down. You know, the Panthers had only converted on two third-down situations this afternoon, and that one was a big one right there, getting out just past the 30.
What was that? First down, ODU, is that what you said?
Yep.
32-yard line. Two receivers to the near side for Russell. Davis is in the backfield here. Hard count for Grant. And I think the Panthers flinched. And it might have been Corey Contini.
Offense, 5-yard penalty, first down.
So the Panthers will back up 5 yards here, 9:47 to play in our second quarter, and we still remain scoreless. Both teams have gone for it on fourth down in the red zone. I beg your pardon. Panthers went for it on fourth in the red zone. Looked like Grand Valley was going to go for it near the red zone and then ended up punting and pinning the Panthers down at the 1 yard line. So first and 15 here, Panthers going into the wind left to right. Russell will take it, gives it off to Davis, and he's hit behind the line of scrimmage, manages to surge forward to get two near the 30. And again, running against this defense of Grand Valley. Let's face it, folks, they're giving up 84 yards a game, 3 yards a rush. They haven't given up a rushing touchdown yet this year, and it's just going to be tough sledding, but you have to stay with it. You can't just flat out abandon the run game.
No.
You know, Grant, a year ago, threw 47 times against these guys. It'll be tough to do that and win here today. Second down, and we'll call it 12 for the Panthers here. Four wide receivers. And Davis in the backfield for Grant Russell. And he'll give it to Davis again. Slides through the middle. They got a hold of his leg and bring him down at the 34-yard line. Maybe back to the 33. Couple of more. And it'll bring up a third down and long here for ODU. Third and about eight, maybe nine. That play right there will keep the clock rolling a little bit with 8.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. And now you've got to come up with a pass play here. And you've got to protect Grant Russell. The last couple of times, it's been a little hairy.
Another third down situation here on this drive, and boy, they would like to convert on this one. That last play, Justin Davis, on the near side, it looked like he kind of had a big hole, but opted to go up towards the middle and just had nothing going there. Maybe didn't see the hole on this side, but either way, third and long for the Panthers.
Davis will vacate the backfield, making it an empty backfield for Russell on third and eight. Grant steps up. They hit him. He spins around, and he's down at the 35. He'll gain 2 yards on the play. That time they went with no protection, and if he didn't make the throw on the first read, he wasn't going to make the throw. It'll be fourth down, and the Panthers will punt the football away as we close in on 7:40 to play in a scoreless first half.
Grand Valley bringing the heat there. I saw an open Aaron Stevens running out here in the flat, but not enough time for Grant Russell to get it off to him.
Justin Bonchek out to punt for the third time, averaging 35 on the first two. Now into a little bit of the wind. Matt Williams for Grand Valley back to receive. Nice high hanging kick that Williams will fair touch at the 28-yard line. And it'll be Grand Valley State football, first down and 10. No score. ODU and number two Grand Valley with 7:18 to play here in the second quarter. Bart Williams, 4-for-9 passing for 77 yards so far. Marty Carter, 6 attempts, 12 yards. In this first half of play, Matt Williams, a couple of catches for 57, and that's your stat leaders right now for Grand Valley State, who have only 3 first downs with 7:18 to play in the first half.
This is a team that's averaging 565 yards per game, and the Panthers' defense has held them to 93 so far in the first half.
First down and 10. They'll hand it to Marty Carter, who almost fumbled it when he gathered it, and he rumbles out to the 34-yard line. Trey McIntyre will make the stop for the Panthers, but boy, he didn't have that securely until he got into the middle of that offensive line. It'll be a second down and 4 after the run of 6 for Marty Carter, who will be replaced by Terrell Dorsey. They'll have Joe Robbins, the receiver, here to the near side. Two are to the right that include Erston or Brandon Bean and Matt Williams. Second down for Bart Williams. Out of the pistol this time. Play action pass. Drops back. Surveys, throws right high, and Williams made the catch at the 49 of ODU. Gordon Jr. banged him down right there. Gain of 17 and a first down. How good is Matt Williams? Out of Geneva, Illinois, career came in with 96 catches, 1,743 yards, and 23 touchdowns. Man, he is a good-looking wide receiver.
Yeah, just climbed the ladder and went right up and got that one. Only two catches last week against Walsh, but one of them was for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So very effective out there as a wideout.
First down and 10, Lakers at the Panther 48-yard line. Dorsey still in the backfield. Fake it to him. Quick throw near side. That'll be caught at the 42. And Dotson is down right away. And Nick Dotson makes the second or third catch of the day. That'll be a pickup of 6 down to the Panther 42. Clock down to 6 minutes to play in the first. And Grand Valley will again bring Marty Carter back onto the field. They're trying to come up with a score here towards the end of the second quarter to gain the lead. Erston Smith over here on the near side. Three receivers to the right. As Bart Williams will work out of the shotgun, Carter is to his left on second down and 4. Williams looks to his right, throws over the middle for Williams. Caught it at the 28, ahead to the 25, down to the 21. Gain of 21. Well, I thought for the world when Bart went to uncoil that pass, he was throwing it deep down the sideline, and then he zipped it right over the middle to an open Williams. If you're ODU, you got to keep those guys in front of you, so sometimes you're going to give up those plays. Because you certainly don't want to get beat deep, that's for sure. First and 10, officially spotting it at the 23-yard line. Two receivers right, one over here to the near side for sophomore quarterback Bart Williams. Play action again. Throw back over here to the left side for Dotson. He's got a big blocker. Cuts back at the 15 to the 10. Thompson wraps him up at the 9-yard line. Boy, that was well designed.
Yeah.
Had the Panthers off guard. It'll be first and goal, Grand Valley State. This is their deepest penetration of the first half.
Offensive tackle Ben Walling getting downfield there to open up to get the block and open up the big gain there. Grand Valley kind of marching right now, right down the field into Panthers territory.
First down and goal in the red zone. They are 18 of 19 this year with 16 touchdowns. Snap back, handed off to Dorsey. Surveys to the left. Farmer hits him and drops him at the 6-yard line. He got him from behind and brought him down for a gain of 2 for Terrell Dorsey as they kind of go to the bigger back on the first down play. Dorsey's got 4 touchdowns on the year for Grand Valley State. Brandon Bean will check out. Dotson, Williams, and Erston Smith will be receivers to the right as their tight end will also check out of the lineup. Dorsey stays out there. Second down and goal from the 6 for Grand Valley, deep to our left. Dorsey will line up to the right with the ball on the near side hash mark. And Bart Williams will take the snap to throw. Looks right over the middle, right at the goal line. Caught by Matt Williams for a Grand Valley State touchdown. Boy, just ran a quick little in, and Williams hit him perfectly right between the 2 and the 4. And if you're a Grand Valley fan, you finally have your first points of the day at 4:10 to play in the second quarter.
Fourth touchdown of the season for Matt Williams, and this is a team here that is scored, has scored 56 points in second quarters, and they get 7 or 6 more with a chance to get 7 with the point after.
And Joel Skipper's point after is up, and it is good. Third all-time career point to Grand Valley. That's his 319th of his career. Timeout on the field, 4:07 to play second quarter. It is Grand Valley State 7, Ohio Dominican nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast head speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Brent Ford back here at the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 studios. A score update for you in the Big Ten. Rutgers is down to Ohio State 9-0. Ohio State had a touchdown. They missed a point after, but they just converted a field goal. Let's go back out to Matt and Todd. ODU down right now.
7-0 and an impressive scoring drive right there for the Grand Valley State Lakers as they jump ahead by a count of 7-0. And they've got the ball teed up to our right. As Skipper is all set to approach, Davis and Turner are back to receive, and this kickoff's going to go right out of bounds. That was not well done.
There we
Panthers
go.
Will have it at the 35-yard line.
Todd, that seven-play drive went 72 yards in 3 minutes and 8 seconds to get the first point on the scoreboard on the afternoon. The Matt Williams 6-yard touchdown pass from Bart Williams. The Joel Skipper point after was good, and Grand Valley is up 7-0 with 4:07 left to play here in this first half.
And the Panthers, who have 31 plays and 132 yards of total offense today, will have it first down and 10 with still 4:07 to play. They've got all three of their timeouts, if I'm not mistaken. So let's see if they can't muster a drive here together. They have been able to move the football today against Grand Valley State. They will have it at the 35-yard line to our left. First down and 10. And Grant Russell out of the shotgun will hand it off to E.J. Colson. Bounces right, 35-40, ahead to the 42-yard line. Gain of 7, maybe 8 on first down as they'll bring it all the way out to the 43. Wind starting to not only pick up, but gust here at Panther Stadium on what was a sunny morning here outside of Sunbury Road, but has turned into a cloudy and breezy day, but acceptable here on the first day of October. Second down and 1 after a 9-yard pickup. Grant Russell out of the pistol this time will get the snap from Andrew Lorenz. He will turn and run speed option left. Keeps it, moves forward. He's going to have the first down as Alton Voss made the tackle. But as he did so, he pushed Grant forward enough that they'll move the chain where the Lakers had the option defense. There was a whole lot Grant could do. He made the safe play and got the first down.
Off the cuff, that play didn't look like it was going to go anywhere. And Grant was able to muscle himself forward and get the Panthers a first down.
So the ball out to the 47-yard line, first down and 10 here. Grant Russell making his 16th start for the Panthers, playing in his 24th game at ODU. He's got two receivers to the left this time. He takes the shotgun snap, looks to his right, nothing there. Now throws back over for Dar Stanford, who almost made a juggling catch at the 49-yard line. So it'll bring up second down and 10. He wanted Dar over the middle initially, but it wasn't there, and Dar kept his feet moving, and Grant hit him, but a tough try. Second and 10, clock stops, 3:09 left first half.
The second effort there by Dar Stanford to kind of come out of his route there. Already has a couple catches this afternoon.
Football at the 47-yard line. Lakers are showing blitz. And the handoff to Colson straight through the middle. Nothing there again. Got two maybe. Well, I give EJ credit. He's lowering his shoulder and he's running and hitting that hole hard, but it just closes up so quickly. And it'll be a third down and 8 coming up. Matt Petrella will replace Aaron Stevens in the lineup at wide receiver as the Panthers have a key third down coming up with under 3 minutes to play in the first half. Justin Davis will now replace E.J. Colson in the backfield. This Laker defense has allowed just 3 first-half points this year, and they're on the verge of shutting the Panthers out of the first half here today. Davis to the right of Grant Russell as they get set to snap it here on third down. They'll need the Grand Valley 43-yard line. 5 Lakers are coming. Grant steps up and he's sacked back at the 42-yard line. No chance for Grant Russell again. The secondary probably needs to get a little more attention and credit here because Grant's not having anything on the first read, and when he's going to a second read, it's all over.
Third sack on the afternoon for this Grand Valley defense. As we mentioned early in the game, number one in the conference in sacks coming in had 16, a remarkable 16 in only 4 games, and they already have 3 this afternoon.
And I think we've had a timeout called. So with that, let's allow our flagship to identify itself. 2:19 to play here in the second quarter, 7-0 Grand Valley.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG AM 820, Columbus.
With Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Brent Ford, we haven't heard much of Brent back there at the studios today. Not a lot of breaks.
No, there haven't. I was just thinking that when we threw it out to the station identification.
7-0 Grand Valley on top. We'll hear a lot of Brent coming up at halftime. He'll have updates from around the GLIAC. We were the first game to get underway today. Everything else will start here in about 4 minutes. And so he'll have some of the updates there from around Division I college football. We'll have our Panther spotlight for you. All of that is coming up. 2:19 to play in the first half. Panthers punting. And they'll run a fake. He goes to Cameron Moore. He's got all kinds of real estate. 40 to the 39. How about them apples? Cameron Moore, the blocking protector, takes the direct snap on a fake punt. First time they've ran that. And ODU will have it at the Grand Valley 39-yard line.
I didn't see that coming, and neither did Grand Valley. How about that, Cameron Moore? Usually a defensive juggernaut out there at the linebacking position, takes the direct snap and runs it for a first down.
And it wasn't fourth and one, folks. It was fourth and 12. Huge play from the ODU offense, which is back in gear now with 1:48 to play here in the first half. And Russell out of the pistol formation from the Grand Valley 39. They run option, pitch it to Colson. This is going to lose 5 yards. David Talley, linebacker, was out there. Nowhere to go on the speed option on first down, and the Panthers will call timeout.
Timeout, Ohio Dominican, no first and a half.
And we'll pause as well with 1:36 to play, 7-0 Grand Valley on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings, no better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. Coming up, kickoff in about a minute for these two matchups, Saginaw Valley at Michigan Tech, Lake Erie at Northwood. We'll have score updates for them in the Buffalo Wild Wings halftime report. But now let's go back out to Matt and Todd.
All right, Brent, thank you. Second and 15 now for Ohio Dominican coming out of the timeout. They're back at their own 43-yard line. Russell tries to set up a screen, and the ball's batted down and fortunately not intercepted by Alton Bond. So the senior at 6'3", got his big hands up there as they tried to swing it out to E.J. Colson. And now it'll be third down, and I guess it's 14 to go here for ODU. And after getting some momentum because of the fake punt, now all of a sudden they're backed up here to third down and 14 yards to go. It'll be Contini and Stevens left, Turner and Stanford right. Panthers will need the 29-yard line for a first down. Four down linemen here for Grand Valley, seven deep in coverage. Russell will take the snap. He steps up, got around one, now running over here to the near side, looking downfield, will throw late into traffic, and it's intercepted at the 22-yard line. Marquez Goldman, senior, with an interception. He had one last year against the Panthers. He picks one off here. Grant was trying to float it over top of Goldman to E.J. Colson, who was open, but the Panthers will turn it over, and with 1:21 to play now in the second quarter, Grand Valley State will have the football at their own 22-yard line with one timeout remaining, I do believe.
Todd, as I made my way down the field here, that play developed right in front of me, and I'm not 100% sure, but did it get tipped?
No, it was Grant was hit as he threw it.
Got a bunch of giant linemen standing in front of me, so I couldn't really tell.
So it'll be first and 10 Lakers now. Will they try and make something happen? Deep ball downfield, jump ball for Matt Williams, and he caught it at the 47. gain of 24 on the play. And there another one is just one of those jump balls. And Matt Williams over Tyler McCooch. Billy Akins has not played since the opening kickoff for ODU. And it's first down and 10 now for Grand Valley State. Williams will take it quickly. Again to the right, looking for Williams. And it's batted down this time by Marquise Tyus. That'll stop the clock with 1:05 to play here in the first half of action. Well, let's see how the Panthers handle it. They're just trying to keep them out of the end zone. Joel Skipper, their kicker, has got a long this season of 43 yards. Football at their own 47-yard line. Grand Valley leads 7-0. Bart Williams will have Dorsey to his left. Two receivers left, one to the right. Panthers with four down linemen. They'll bring a fifth. Williams quick throw to the right. Erston Smith makes the catch and then runs out of bounds. Should be short of the first down, and it is. When he caught it, he had a first down. Now the official on the near side is stopping the clock, and I don't know why. Now, he caught the ball and had the first down. Then he ran backwards and went out of bounds. I don't get that. If you give yourself up and run out of bounds, how is forward progress a thing? Then if that's the case, the clock should not stop. The clock should be running. It'll be a first down, and the clock should start. And I'm going to blow a gasket if he doesn't start the clock, and he does. Thank heaven. Less than a minute to go now. First and 10 at the 42-yard line. Now it's back to Bart Williams. He'll look over here to the left, throws. It is caught, and Dotson will get out of bounds. McIntyre was trying to keep him in bounds at the 37-yard line. Gave him about six. Stops the clock with 48 seconds to play here in the first half. Matt, I was going to have you run out there on the field and start waving your arms to start the clock if they hadn't. Second down.
I don't feel like getting arrested today.
Second down and five. From the 37. Two receivers, Ryder, Dotson, and Williams. Over here is Erston Smith. Bart Williams takes the snap, looking right, throws over the middle, and it's way over the head of Matt Williams, incomplete. Tyler McCooch was there along with Gus Dimmerling, and now it'll be third down and five for Grand Valley with 42 seconds to play here in the first half, and the Lakers lead 7-0. Let's see if ODU's defensive line partner can get it dialed up here and get some pressure on Bart Williams.
Yeah, and I'd imagine at this point in the game with 42 seconds left and where they're at, this is four down territory for the Lakers anyway.
Well, needs a 32 for a first down. Bart Williams steps up to the line to check out. Dorsey will shift to his right. Still 7 on the play clock. Williams will take it. Panthers are coming. Quick over here to the left side. Smith caught it and was inbounds at the 30. That'll be a first down. Marquise Tyus was draped all over him, but nothing they could do. They brought some pressure. Bart Williams made a strong throw to Erston Smith. First down, Lakers, just inside the ODU 30 at the 29-yard line with 38 seconds to play in the half. And again, Grand Valley State has a timeout left. Ball on the near side, hash mark, Bart Williams takes it, drops back, throws it to the right again for Matt Williams. It's a jump ball, and Williams caught it at the 5. He's catching everything. It'll be first and goal, Grand Valley State at the 4-yard line. Matt Williams is having himself a first half. I would imagine the Lakers are going to get up to the line here quickly. They're going to save that timeout. Clock will start with 30 seconds to play. First and goal, Grand Valley State at the 4-yard line. Bart Williams will take the snap. Quick throw over here to the left side for Erston Smith. Tangled up with Dwayne Gordon. And now one of the officials will throw the flag. And that'll be half the distance to the goal to make it first and goal near the 2 now.
A little surprised there wasn't a flag on that last reception to Matt Williams. It was pretty handsy down there, but this one was pretty apparent.
Penalty was in the end zone. The ball
will be placed at the 2-yard line. First off. Stops the clock with 21 seconds. Allows everybody an opportunity to kind of gather their breath here. It'll be first and goal. Marty Carter is the running back lining up behind Bart Williams. Defense has got to come up with a play. It's Marty Carter up into the hole, and he's in for a Grand Valley State touchdown. He got met at the line of scrimmage. Might have been Cameron Cole that hit him, but he couldn't hang on. And Marty Carter in for his seventh rushing touchdown of the season. And quite a change in complexion in the last minute and a half of the second quarter. Joel Skipper out to try the point after. Matt Williams does the holding. Kick is up. It's good. Timeout on the field. 16 seconds to play. Second quarter. New score. Grand Valley State 14. Ohio Dominican nothing. On St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. The halftime show presented by Buffalo Wild Wings is coming up in just a little bit. ODU down 14-0, though, and we'll have scores for you at the break. Matt and Todd.
All right, thank you. 16 seconds to play and a big-time scoring drive. That's why you're the number two team in the country. You take advantage. After the Panthers had the fake punt, got themselves into decent position. Their defense dialed it up an extra notch, got the ball back for the offense, and they marched down the field for a big touchdown at the end of the first half as David Turner watched a windblown kickoff go right through the back of the end zone. And ODU will scrimmage from the 25, and I would assume we'll take a knee here and get to the locker room. Well, for the ODU defense, Matt, for about 25 minutes, couldn't have played any better. And they're late. Bart Williams, Matt Williams teaming up to have themselves quite a first half.
It seems like in every game so far this season through four games, the defense has been able to get stops going into halftime, whether it's just keeping teams out of end zones or holding them to field goals. But Matt Williams and Bart Williams are really filling the rhythm right now, that Williams tandem, and the Grand Valley was able to get down the field and score.
E.J. Colson on first down will run up into the hole. Grand Valley says they took the ball away, but they're going to rule Colson. No, I beg your pardon. They're going to say that it is a turnover with 10 seconds to go and that Grand Valley State got the football. Colson got into the hole. The defensive man, Sidney Omame, wrapped him up, and they said he took it away from him. And now Grand Valley State, with 10 seconds to go, will have the football.
Yeah, it looked like the line judge was calling him down. He was pointing to the ground that his knee was down.
Well, I think what they
got overruled.
I think what they were saying, partner, was that Omame was down, that he had the ball, but because Omame was running to the end zone. So I think he was just coming in saying Omame's knee was down after the takeaway. And now you got to hold your breath for the final 10 seconds. Williams and the offense are out there at the 30-yard line. Bart's got it, throwing it for Matt Williams to the end zone, and it's incomplete. My goodness, he almost made one of those wrap-around catches of the defender. Dwayne Gordon Jr. couldn't have been any tighter with him, but Williams, who's got seven catches for 150 first-half yards, almost had it there, and now they'll bring the field goal unit out with 4 seconds to go and try a long one. So the ball at the 30. Matt Williams will come out and put it down at the 37. With a win, a 47-yard try for Joel Skipper. In his career, he is 39 out of 49. The kick is on the way. It'll have plenty of leg. It's hooking left, and it is good. And how about that into the first half? Should have been 7-0. It's 17-0. Grand Valley State as they head to the locker room. Quarterback Bart Williams, 214 yards passing. Matt Williams, 150 yards receiving. They've held their all everything back to only 20 yards today. But the Grand Valley State Lakers will have a 17-0 lead as we head to the locker room.
Thanks, y'all.
And we go downstairs with Matt.
Coach, quite a turn there at the end of the first half. Offense needs to get a rhythm and get into the end zone. What types of things on offense do you are going to make adjustments with in the second half?
Well, you know, hopefully they won't keep beating the crap out of us in the run game, and we'll make better decisions, you know, in the back end of it. You know, they played too good of a first quarter to finish the second part of that, you know, that second quarter that way. And so, you know, like I said, credit to Grand Valley. They're a good football team. But, I mean, you know, we've got opportunities to make plays, and we haven't done it.
Thanks, Coach. Best of luck in the second half.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. The Panthers are trailing here at halftime by a score of 17-0. Part of our halftime will be our Panther spotlight visit with linebacker Cameron Cole and quarterback Grant Russell. And our Buffalo Wild Wings halftime show starts now with Brent Ford.